Hello, folks. Welcome to Table Talk. Pull up a chair and have a seat. Pastor Brent Kuhlman, Pastor Scott Porath with you here today, sitting around the table. What do we talk about? Well, let's go back and talk about something that was on the radar screen previously, but has reappeared on the radar screen.
Oh, yeah.
Folks, you might remember the book that came out, Heaven is for Real. And I don't know if you've seen this yet. I don't know if the commercials are out on TV. Probably not.
Yeah, but the trailer is.
The trailer's out.
Yeah.
So people maybe have seen that. There's a movie. They've made it into a movie, Heaven is for Real. And I think it's supposed to come out Easter time this next year,
right?
According to the trailer. So, Heaven is for Real. And if you recall what the book was about, and now the movie, it's about this young boy, Colton Burpo, who had a near death experience, who died and went to heaven, and then he's brought back to life again. And so he has this experience, this recall, if you will, and how that plays out then in the life of the family, but not just the family, but also the community as well. But the claim is, you know, because this young boy has been to heaven and back, if you will, now heaven is for real. You can be sure of it. And folks, that's something that we've talked about it before, but I think it's good to bring it up again, Brent, don't you think?
Yeah.
With this movie coming out, it's going to get a lot of play, and especially, you know, having taken place here in Nebraska,
right?
We'll get a lot of
blowback.
A lot of attention will be focused on this.
Or maybe not. Maybe people will say, "Yeah, you're right." Let's hope for that and pray for that. Look, we're not denying that heaven is for real. It is.
No, yeah.
we want to be misunderstand.
Clear. We want to be clear on that.
Yeah, heaven is for real. That's an absolute truth, but. You know, here's the crux of the whole discussion. Is heaven for real because a little boy says so? Or is heaven for real because someone else says so? And I'm saying capital S, someone, and capital E, else. And that's the Lord Jesus Christ. I mean, for my money as a pastor, I'm going to point people to the fact that, yes, heaven is for real. And we know heaven is for real, and we believe heaven is for real because of our Lord Jesus Christ and what he's done for us and what he promises us in his word, the scriptures. Because I think, as you've pointed out to me, Scott, as we did a little prep work for this program, there are other people who have these experiences, and it's a whole different description of heaven than the Burpo boy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, tell everybody what you've discovered.
Well, there was another account from Wendy Kuzmutsen. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that right. This is back from 2011. She was a 14-year-old at the time. Similar situation. Parents come home, find her unconscious, and she's rushed to the hospital. Dies, has this experience, and then is brought back to life again. But her reporting of what heaven is like contradicts what the young Burpo boy said he saw. And so, you know, she says that, it was a boundless realm of social equality, androgyny, and other religions. She goes on to say that there were a whole lot of different religions represented there, from Jews and Buddhists and Druids and just every except for Scientologists. And I don't know why that
she
came.
Must not like Tom Cruise.
I don't know. Maybe she was hoping to see Tom Cruise and didn't see him. Anyway, so it was a whole different picture too, or account. So here you go. Two people who claim to have gone to heaven and returned, and the message differs, and it differs dramatically. So now, what's a person to do? Who are you to believe?
Right. See, and that's the crux.
See, and I suppose one answer to that is, well, heaven is different for everyone. See, I think that's how some people would handle that.
Yeah.
Just like, you know, salvation is different for everyone. As long as you believe in something or someone.
And believe sincerely, of course.
Of course. Then you'll go to a heaven. And then that heaven is whatever you project it to be.
See, what's interesting is that the scriptures focus our attention on Jesus, the one who has actually come from heaven. and he reveals who the one true God is. He's triune, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And Jesus is the one who reveals this. Just listen, folks. John chapter 1, verse 18. Jesus says, "No one has ever seen God, but God, the one and only," and he's referring to himself there. This is his unique claim to being God in the flesh, as John said in John 1:1 and John 1:14. So I want to start over again with verse 18. Jesus says, "No one has ever seen God, but God, the one and only, who is at the Father's side, has made him known." Jesus is his, the one who's come from heaven. Now, there's another passage that I want to read, and I think it's is it John 3:13 that I think it is?
Well, we're gonna be celebrating this one who was at the Father's side and who has come to make him known, you know, with the Christmas observance.
Right.
God comes from heaven above, to earth I come.
Yes, that's right. Oh, it's John 1:51, I think, is what I'm looking for. Let me find that here. Find the right verse. Oh, that's, "I tell you the truth, you shall see heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man." Jesus is saying, "I'm the gate of heaven. You see me, you see heaven." Now, if that sounds weird to you, well, you got to remember what he's referring to. He's referring to, you know, the Old Testament, where Jacob had the vision, if you will.
Jacob's ladder.
Exactly, in Genesis. And the Lord at the top, but the angels descending and ascending. And then what did Jacob call that place? He called this is the gate of heaven, because God had revealed himself to Jacob and made a promise to him. So now Jesus is the fulfillment of that. He is the very gate of heaven. He is God himself who has come down to earth. And so what I'm trying to say, folks, is that heaven is for real. How do we know that? Because Jesus has come. He has, for lack of better terminology, he has brought heaven down to us. When you see and hear Jesus in the New Testament, you are witnessing heaven come down to earth, God coming to sinners to reconcile them and redeem them.
Jesus is real. Heaven
therefore,
is real.
Yeah.
Therefore, right.
See, that's a profound point, Scott. Say that again. That was very well
just
put.
Just Jesus is real. Therefore.
Yeah.
Heaven is real.
That's right.
You can't separate the two.
That's right.
And salvation as well. See, you can't separate God, salvation, and heaven. And where are these all wrapped up into one? In the person of his Son, Jesus Christ, who comes in the flesh, who makes his appearing, who tabernacles, who dwells in the midst of us, so that we might know not only the Father, that we might not know salvation, but that we might know that heaven is for real.
Listen again to John chapter 3, verse 13. "No one," Jesus says, "has ever gone into heaven." Now, that's a categorical statement. I got to read that again. "No one has ever gone into heaven except the one who came from heaven, the Son of Man." He's the one who is at the Father's side and who comes down and brings heaven to us. So again, heaven is for real. Why? Because Jesus has come. Jesus has taken on flesh. Now, I don't know, Scott. I don't pay very careful attention to a lot of things, but I don't hear that message when people talk about heaven is for real. Do you?
I don't.
So I'm not just whistling in the dark here.
No. Well, the focus very much is upon the experience and the conversations that take place. You know, kind of go like this. He saw this, and he said this, and he couldn't know that unless, indeed, he had gone to heaven. But the focus is upon the experience and the accounts, once again, of a young boy.
Or someone else, you know, like this girl that you mentioned.
Right. And Brent, I don't know what they've experienced. I'm not going to say that they haven't experienced something. I don't know what it is. Okay? But what assurance is there? How do you line up their words, their account, alongside of the Word made flesh?
Right. And so back to this text, "No one has ever gone into heaven." Well, then somebody might say, "Yeah, but what about believers?" Well, those of you who believe in Jesus, guess where you're at? See, faith in Christ is about belonging to Christ. Or as Paul, the big prepositional phrase in Paul's letters is in Christ.
Right. En Christo.
Yeah. So faith alone in Christ as Savior, you have heaven. Whoever believes in Jesus Christ has eternal life. Heaven is now yours.
Has, present tense, yes. Not will have. You've already crossed over from death to life. That's isn't that the John 5 language?
That's precisely where I was turning in the scriptures. So, for example, John 5, verse 24, I tell you the truth, Jesus says. Whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life and will not be condemned. He has crossed over from death to life. Folks, you don't have to wait till you're on the operating table, or you don't have to wait until you die to go to heaven. You're already there through faith in Christ Jesus, because heaven has come down to you, and in fact, Christ has given that to you. Heaven is a gift given to you by Christ Jesus and in Christ Jesus. Let me continue to read from that chapter. Jesus says in verse 25, I tell you the truth, the time is coming and has now come, when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. He's talking about when the gospel's preached. Those who are dead in their sins, mm-hmm, and their trespasses are brought to life. See, this is what the scriptures teach, is that the preaching of the law and the gospel, and properly distinguish between, properly distinguishing between the two is a matter of life and death, where God puts the sinner to death and then raises a new creation, spelled F-A-I-T-H. Let me continue to read. I'll start again at verse 25. I tell you the truth, a time is coming and has now come, when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. For as the Father has life in himself, so he has granted the Son to have life in himself, and he has given him authority to judge, because he is the Son of Man. Don't be amazed at this, for a time is coming when all who are in their graves will hear his voice and come out. All right? So there's a double entendre there. There's a coming back to life, and that's called faith from the dead, from nothing, and then there will be on the last day a calling people out from the grave. And then, of course, on the last day, the creation of a new heaven and a new earth.
So those who believe in Christ have eternal life, and therefore will, on the last day, also have a resurrection of the body. You know, the way the creed lays it out. You know, I believe in the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. So Jesus comes to forgive sins. And in that forgiveness of sins, he gives life. And because of that life that he has given, the body is raised on the last day to live eternally.
Yes, and this is what I was trying to say earlier. Heaven has come down to us in the flesh of Christ. So when you have the thief on the cross, remember me, Jesus, when you come into your kingdom, he answers the prayer he amends it.
Mm-hmm.
Literally. I tell you the truth, today you'll be with me in paradise. Heaven has come to this poor sinner hanging beside Jesus. Heaven is for real for this thief on the cross. Why? Because Jesus says so. So that's the key here. Jesus makes a promise. And that's our point here in this program. Heaven is for real. We know that for sure because Jesus says so. Who he is, what he's done, and what he's promised. Now, for my money, that's the highest of pastoral care.
You have the word of he who is faithful and true, he who does not contradict himself, he who cannot lie, the word of God himself, so that you might know and believe, and that by believing you might have life in his name.
Yeah, what do we got? We have time for another verse? After the break?
Sure, let's go to a break, and then we'll come back.
Okay, I'm going to whet everybody's appetite. I'm going to go to John 11. That's where I'm going to go next.
Okay, well, I'm going to go out with John chapter 1, verse 14. Brent was referencing verse 18 earlier. In verse 14, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. Or as Brent was saying earlier, heaven has come down to us. God himself in the flesh, in the person of Jesus Christ. We'll take a break. We'll see you on the other side.